This week, we're featuring some of our most entertaining interviews of the year. I spoke with comic and actor Aziz Ansari last February. He co-stars with Amy Poehler in the NBC series Parks and Recreation. Last year, he was in the Judd Apatow film Funny People. Ansari's parents are from India, but he grew up in South Carolina and was the only person in his school who wasn't white. We started our interview with an excerpt of his Comedy Central stand-up special called Intimate Moments for a Sensual Evening, which had just come out on DVD and CD.
I like living in L.A. One thing I don't like about living here is driving. I always get bored when I'm driving. And when I get bored, I go on the internet on my BlackBerry. So I'm gonna die! And whenever they go through the records, they'll find my phone and be like, whoa, that's what he looked up right before he died? And I'll be so sad. I'll be like, comedian Aziz Ansari was killed in a car accident today. He was struck by another vehicle while using IMDb to see if Val Kilmer was indeed in the film Willow. Representatives for Mr. Kilmer confirm he was indeed in the film and hopes this will prevent future tragedies of this nature. This is the third Willow-related death this year. Comedian Aziz Ansari was killed in a car accident today. He was struck by another vehicle while checking showtimes for Up on Fandango. He just purchased a single ticket for a 4 o'clock show at a $2 theater in order to live out the saddest afternoon of all time. Comedy bad boy Aziz Ansari, aka comedy heartthrob Aziz Ansari, was killed in an awful automobile accident today. He was struck by another vehicle while Googling his own name.
That's Aziz Ansari from his comedy special, which is now on DVD, called Intimate Moments for a Sensual Evening. Aziz Ansari, welcome back to Fresh Air. That is really funny. What made you think about how embarrassing it would be to die while Googling yourself?
Well, I remember when I used to come out to L.A. for months at a time when we were doing this sketch comedy show I was on called Human Giant, and I didn't have GPS or anything, and I would be in rental cars, and I would be on my BlackBerry looking at maps at, like, the dumbest stuff, like using the Wendy's restaurant locator and things like that, and I was like, this is so dumb. I'm gonna die because I'm on my phone looking for a Wendy's. And so from that notion, I kind of came up with the other bits for that joke.
So I want to play another example from your show. That's now out on DVD and CD. And in this part, you're talking about watching a reality show on MTV called Next. It's a reality show about dating that I've actually never seen or heard of. But you had previously done a sketch comedy show as part of the group Human Giant on MTV. So
yes.
Here's your take on this dating reality show.
First guy that comes out, right? He's a guy going out on the dates. And he comes up there and he says this. He goes, yo, this girl better be pretty, because if she's a pain in the ass, I'm going to need something cute to look at. And I was stunned that he could say that. That's so offensive. And at the same time, on my show, they didn't want us to say that a character was raped by a dinosaur. Raped by a dinosaur! Because that's too offensive. Oh, I guess they didn't want all these angry letters from paleontologists. We're like, hey man, there's nothing in the fossil records to suggest that kind of behavior. So why don't you chill with your accusations? And then after you meet this dude, then you meet the girls he's going out on the dates with. And they come up there and they say things like, if he has a neck tattoo, I'm gonna lick it. It's like, whoa, how slutty can you be in 5 seconds? And then after they say that, they freeze. And like three facts about them pop up on the left side. And the first two facts are always really normal. But the third fact always comes way out of left field. It's always like, Monica's 22. She's a hairdresser in Hollywood. And she hates purple gift wrap. Like, how does that define her as a person? And the whole show just bummed me out, man. Because the things they try to keep off TV are just like really explicit. Sex or violence, and no one cares about their kids seeing attitudes like that on TV, and that's way worse to me. Like, I'd much rather have a daughter that grew up and shot me in the leg and burned my house down than some really slutty girl that hates the sound of people eating bananas.
Are you amazed at how proud people are to behave stupidly on reality TV shows?
Man, every time I've seen that show Next, yeah, you really can't believe how terrible the people are that go on that show. What if each time you came back from a clip, I was just sitting here just laughing so hard at my own stuff? So, like, oh, God, Terry, we got to take a break. I forgot about that bit. It's so funny. You're like, oh my God, that's this guy's really full of himself.
So do you feel like you had to create a personality, like a persona for yourself on stage, like a stage version of Aziz Ansari?
No, not really. I never made a conscious effort to do that. I just kind of tried to be kind of natural and conversational, and I think my stuff is kind of a little bit longer, more story-based. It's not as jokey sometimes, you know? So, yeah, I just try to create, like, a vibe of, you know, someone kind of casually telling you stories and things like that.
Now, you did create an alter ego comedian named Randy, which you portrayed in Funny People, and there's some really funny, you can find these on YouTube, really fun, funny video.
Wait, you're not going to play any excerpts from the
Randy?
Oh, they're
so filthy. There's, like, absolutely no word I could probably play on the radio.
Wait, can you say tatties? That's not even a real world. That's a word that Randy made up, tatties.
Right.
You can say tat. Let's just both say tatties. Terry, can you just say tatties real quick just to do it?
Oh, no, I would never say that word.
But that's not a real word.
I know.
Randy made up that word.
I know.
You could say it.
You're gonna make
it would be a landmark moment for NPR if you just said tatties one time. It's not a real word. They don't have to bleep it. It's an imaginary word.
Put it in a sentence for me.
Look at those tatties. They gotta let this on, please. They're definitely not gonna put any of it on NPR.
Okay, imaginary scenario. 4-year-old says to his mother, "Mommy, what's a tatty?"
And she'll be like, "I don't know. Is that something you heard on NPR?"
Then it must mean an intellectual endeavor involving...
Tatties refers to a rare form of violin playing that was practiced in ancient Denmark.
Thank you. Tatties, that's among my favorite type of music.
You said tatties.
There
you did
go.
It. You did.
So tell us how you created your alter ego, Randy, for, like, who is Randy?
So Randy was a character in the film Funny People that was the last film Judd Apatow did. And he had this character, and there's very little bit of stuff written
for
Randy.
It's a film about stand-up comics, and you play one of them. You know, who's...
Yes, and Randy was a small character, and the idea Judd kind of pitched to me was that he wanted the guy to be, like, really cocky and, like, very concerned about things like merchandising and things like that. So that was kind of the basic idea. And the other notion in my head all the time was, like, okay, every time I've done comedy in, like, traditional comedy clubs, there's always these comedians that do really well with audiences but that the other comedians hate because they're just, you know, doing kind of cheapy stuff, like dancing around or doing like very kind of base sex humor a lot and stuff like that. So I kind of took that idea and ran with that as well.
And it's great. His DJ is called Ol Youngun.
That's this guy, Brandon Johnson, who's very funny. I was at the UCB Theater in LA. It's a theater I perform in. And I was kind of workshopping the Randy material. And one night I had this idea of like, oh, well, Randy should have a DJ. And so I loaded up my laptop with, like, these sounds, like, a lot of DJs and hip-hop artists, when you see them perform live, they'll have this reggaeton horn sample that just goes, bah, 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 and rap artists use it, like, to death. And it's just, like, anytime you go see a rap show, they, like, hit that thing way too much. Like, they'll just be like, "You guys psyched to be here tonight? Bah, 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 bah." So I was like, well, what if a comedian used that sound too, the same way rappers do? So I wrote that, and I recorded myself just going, "Randy!" Just like that. And so, like, my idea was, like, whenever I would do a joke at the end, it would just be like, and then I was like, "I gotta get out of here. Bah, 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 Randy!" And, you know, so that was the idea. And I was just gonna keep the laptop on the side of the stage, and then after I finished the joke, like, jump over and just start hitting those buttons like crazy. So, like, I would finish a joke, and then just be like, "Ran, ran, 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 dee, dee, dee," you know, like that. And my friend Brandon was there, and I was like, "Oh, Brandon's really funny. What if he's just the DJ?" And so he did it, and, like, right away, I could tell he was just gonna be awesome at this. And so every time I did Randy after that, he was there.
So we're going to squeeze in one more clip here.
Sure.
Here's another clip from Aziz Ansari's Comedy Central special that's now out on DVD and CD. And this is something that is in part talking about movies. I don't think I really need to set it up, though.
I was doing an interview once, and this guy goes, "So, you must be pretty psyched by all this Slumdog Millionaire stuff." And I was like, yeah, I am. I have no idea why, though. I had nothing to do with that movie. It's just some people that kind of look like me are in this movie that everyone loves and winning Oscars and stuff. And I was like, whoa. Are white people just psyched all the time? It's like, Back to the Future, that's us. Godfather, that's us. Godfather Part 2, that's us. Departed, that's us. Sunset Boulevard, that's us. Citizen Kane, that's us. Jaws, that's us. Every f***ing movie but Slumdog Millionaire and Boys in the Hood is us.
So is that a good summation of what you think of, like, identity politics?
When I crafted that joke, I wasn't doing it in the idea of, like, what is my, statement on identity politics, but I think that is really how I felt. Like, I don't think that guy, when he asked that question, was being racist or anything when he said, are you psyched about Slumdog Millionaire? Because the answer is yes, and it's actually very interesting to me. Like, why are people psyched about that? Why do I get psyched that movie's doing well? I had nothing to do with it. Why is there that kind of sense of, like, camaraderie with people that are just happen to be of the same ethnicity as me? And then, you know, then from that, I took the idea of, like, well, I mean, what I'm really saying is, oh, so I guess white people don't have that because they're so everywhere and so successful. I guess the reason you do get excited is because, oh, you don't really see a lot of Indian people doing Oscar-winning movies. So when you see that, you feel kind of proud, I guess. But, you know, so if that was true for white people, they'd be psyched all the time because every movie has white people in it, you know.
Aziz Ansari co-stars on the NBC series Parks and Recreation.